This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Just to stop the feeling.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes, variety. Good luck, babe. Chapel Roan. Love that song.
And the people have spoken.
Oh, what are they speaking about?
707 says, great chat with Scott. Bring him back soon. Thanks.
Yeah.
608 says, I love when Vinny tells Scott that he loves him. Allison, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's a serious bromance. There, yeah. It is an actual bromance there.
I know.
You light up. You light up when Scott's coming on. I'm like, good.
Yeah, I love him.
Put you in a good
707
mood.
Says, my favorite part of the Scott Budman segment is Vinny thirsting over him. We love you, Scott. Radio silence. Ha, 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 ha. He didn't radio silence me.
You have forced him to say I love you back a few times.
He's a little bashful about, you know, public displays of affection. Mm-hmm. And I know this about him, but...
Well, you guys are very close.
We are very close, yes. So don't worry. He wants to say I love you. It's just something that... there's a little block there for him, and it needs to be...
It's good that you help him with that. I mean, the more you do it, the more used to it he'll get. That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really nice of you to help him like
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Scott. You're
it
wonderful.
It is a little awkward when he doesn't say it back.
That's why I have to, you know, continue to be like...
Yeah, you got to keep pushing it, man.
We're not going anywhere, and neither are you.
Until you say the magic words.
I love you. Say it back. Say it back.
I love you.
Thank you, Scott.
Love you.
Love you,
Scott's
too.
Great.
It was a great segment.
Yeah. As usual. It is funny. Yeah, like, it's such a crunchy thing to talk about. Like, so many of us own Teslas. It's like, oh, no. Oh, I just wanted to have a car. I like, what?
I have a friend who's had a Tesla for a while, and when she saw the car, I believe I posted it once on my Instagram. She saw it, and then she wrote me and said, you made the right choice. Like, I'm catching crap over this car that I spent whatever $70,000 on,
right.
And I'm not.
I love the car.
And like, I don't appreciate feeling like some kind of bleep heel,
right?
You know, over the fact that I was trying to go electric.
What a weird world we live in.
Yep,
it really is a. It's disheartening because it's a car that has the right idea, and yet we're all just so mad about everything. Or just everyone's so mad. Not here. When the world is mad, come here. We're going to talk about dumb stuff. How about this? Titanic at the California Symphony.
Oh, that's a good one.
Doesn't that sound fun? Everybody loves Titanic. Uh-huh. Everybody loves the symphony.
Bring it on.
I mean, those are sweeping generalizations I just made, but still, we're going to go with it. It's your chance right now to win tickets to see San Francisco Symphony Films' Titanic. Just text the word Alice, A-L-I-C-E. Alice.
Well, that's us.
Yeah, that's us. Text the word Alice to our contest line, which is 20357, and you will be qualified to win these tickets for San Francisco Symphony Films' Titanic on April 4th at Davies Symphony Hall. Text Alice to 20357. You'll be entered to win. This hour's code word, once again, is Alice. When you think Alice, think good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Thank you.
No shame.
Zero shame. Oh, my God.
No, sometimes that button means shame. Oh. Sometimes it means no shame.
Sometimes it's just a universal sound effect.
Yeah, I feel I've got a, you know.
And then she farted. Ding.
Right.
Like that. So here's the story about Scarlett Johansson. It's just a quickie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about social media and the expectations and of, you know, what we expect from our stars these days and how accessible they need to be, mm-hmm. and what they must agree to because I've agreed to be your fan and buy a ticket to your show and things of that nature. And we were talking, I guess yesterday, maybe the day before, about SNL and the whole Lord Gaga thing. And there he is sitting next to, there's this guy playing the role of Lady Gaga's husband, Lord Gaga. And he's next to Colin Jost, who is married to Scarlett Johansson. And the big joke is, who could ever be so humiliated as to have a wife who makes so much more money than you do? What a loser that person would be.
You know, the beauty of that segment, and we've had to do it here many times, is that he makes himself, Colin Jost, the butt of the joke.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then
the straight man.
He's safely being made fun of, but also it's him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to go, I'm going to catch crap for this from enter anyone.
Right.
He doesn't have to.
Yes.
Nope, that's
no,
that's on
groups
me.
Groups are going to be picketing out front. No one's feelings are going to be hurt.
This is all fine. Go on, come at me.
Come on, right. Keep going. I'm going to sit here and smile smugly because I get to go home to Scarlett Johansson. Lord Gaga. So, anyway, Scarlett, and she comes on the show all the time. Like, you always see her on SNL, because why wouldn't she? She
I'm
comes
sure they
on,
live in New York, right? Always,
I'm sure. They must. They must at least have a place there. Maybe they also live on that Staten Island ferry of theirs. I heard him and Pete Davidson are, like, in a very bad place with each other. Like, they were the best of friends, and this ferry has really taken it out of them.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't invest with your friends. What do they say? Don't invest with your friends.
Especially
I think
in
that's
boat.
Exactly the thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God. Boats.
Yeah. Which everyone... And a burned out ferry.
Yeah.
Right.
Seemed like a good idea at the
no,
time.
We got plans for this. No, yeah. I think Pete Davidson actually says, I was so stoned when we did this. And Colin is like, I wasn't. What does that say about me?
Yeah, exactly.
And ScarJo, remember there was something a couple weeks ago, like the ScarJo, please save our family from the boat. GoFundMe thing. Hilarious. Anyway, Scarlett Johansson. She's in Jurassic World Rebirth, which I love the Jurassic World movies. I'm psyched that she's in them. I've seen them all. I think that she'll be a good addition. She's apparently a lady who can get you into a place that nobody can get to. And she's going to bring these guys there. And then she's going to be in trouble too. And hopefully she survives to the end. But either way, she's in the movie. And Universal was like, okay, you need to get an Instagram. And she was like, no. No, I was famous before Instagram. I'm going to continue to be famous. I think we'll be all right. Her quote is, I get a lot of pressure to join social media. The work that I put out there is all based in truth. That's the key ingredient. So if I was a person who really enjoyed social media, then I could totally get on the bandwagon, but I'm not. And I think the film will do fine. And she's not wrong. It's Jurassic World. What's it called? Jurassic World Rebirth.
I do think there's a trend there, and that these big corporations think that that's an important part of the marketing plan.
Yes.
And that to them, they're saying if Scarlett markets it on her 10 million strong Instagram, yep. we can spend less of the budget. And I hope that she holds that line and can stay working. Because as corporations find ways to do things for less money,
yep.
we may get a lesser product, but they'll also have to spend less money on the things that, you know, like marketing.
Right. We were just, I think it was Maya Hawk who was talking about how there's a count. They need X amount of followers to be amassed by the people that they hire for a cast. So if you hire someone who has 30 million followers in one of the roles, that takes up a lot of like the quota that they need, like, you know, whoever the people who back the thing with their money, the producers or whatever, they say you need to amass 100 million followers because that's, we're accounting for that in our budgeting for marketing. And so for Scarlett to be like, yeah, nope, I don't, when she could immediately have, she could just have someone who ran her account and have 100 million followers. Like, it actually wouldn't be that difficult. I wonder if she will ever cave or if she'll just be like, nah, I'm definitely not going to do that. And this next little bit that I'm going to tell you about, she makes a really good point. Not just that it's super bothersome to be in your life, just trying to be you. Like, most of us walk around and no one's asking us for pictures everywhere we go because we're not ScarJo. But she's basically like, I will not take pictures with fans in public. Like, it, she says, it really offends a lot of people. It doesn't mean I'm not appreciative, of course, that people are fans are happy to see me. But I always say to people, I'm not working. And that means I don't want to be identified as being in this time and place with you. I'm doing my own thing. And while she's not explicitly saying it, people do tag photos with all kinds of information you might not want out there. So if you're having dinner at some place and someone's going to bother you for a photo or whatever, or even if they're just taking pictures of you from across the restaurant and they're tagging it with a location, well, now your stalker knows where you are. You know what I mean? Like, it is sort of a hard situation to be in. So does she have to be a jerk about it? It sounds like she kind of does have to be like, no, I am not working.
Well, you've been through this just like I have, and we're not even movie stars.
No, very small, very low level celebrity can be like, oh, well,
I don't,
but
say
I'm wearing crappy sweats.
I don't say no. And I've done a few where I thought, I wish I wouldn't have done that just based on, I don't look good and I don't feel like right. I would take a photograph right now. I'm in sweatpants and I just got done surfing and, you know,
I'm stopping by Starbucks to pick up coffee.
I have salt on me from the ocean and sunscreen, some here, not there. Like, it's, I wouldn't take a photo, but I do.
Right.
Because I am appreciative and I don't want someone.
I never want someone to have a bad taste in their mouth.
You can imagine though, someone goes, hey, Scarlett, can I take, and she goes, no, I'm not working. And they go, just one real quick.
Oh yeah. The people are
and
very
now suddenly
pushy.
You're in that. It's crunch. Not about, yep. I don't want to have to explain this to you, but it's not about the time it takes to snap a photo. It's about the location and the whether I'm dressed for photos and I'm a movie star when I'm in a movie.
Yes.
And
when I'm out there working and promoting right. a movie.
So I can see her point. I bet you a lot of people don't.
Yes, I agree.
Because of that access that social media has given people, they are not easily accepting of, no, thanks.
Yeah. No, this is my chance to go viral or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the thing, too, is if you're Scarlett Johansson and you agree to take a photo on the street or at a restaurant or whatever with one person.
Worms are everywhere.
What's that?
Worms are everywhere. You take a picture with one person, can of worms is open,
yep.
And everyone goes, oh, my God,
she's taking
pictures.
And now you're Scarlett Johansson with a two-hour line of people wanting to take pictures with you.
Right.
That's not conducive to getting the stuff done. Like, I left my house because I wanted to run some errands.
So who knows if in 20 years, you know, when I'm talking to my kids, because they're my grandkids too, and I'm telling them stories about grandpa, and I say, you know, when I was young, actors and actresses used to really consider that a craft and a skill.
Yeah.
And now it's really more about how many people will follow you on Instagram. That's your in to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Book.
Yep.
I got 31 million followers.
Yep. I am worth X amount. I'm worth the same as these other people.
Yeah.
Because well, it's all about how many
may
followers
go to that.
You bring. Yeah.
Sadly, but it's a reality that we're all up against.
I used to work for another entertainment company. And the
ding, ding, shame.
The followers were a big part of who we hired and looked at for hosts.
Not surprising
for
at all.
Mm. Yeah. Huge
yeah.
part.
Mm. Not it is not surprising. Please follow us on Instagram. Clarky Clark, Vin Hassan, Matt Stout. Matty Stout with a
Maddie's
Y.
Maddie's really working it these days. There's some thirst traps up there. You'll be like, oh, he's in on that nipple trend and everything. Like,
yeah, exactly. Wow, I was
not
right.
Live
yeah.
that picture down, am I?
No, I mean, we're all a little bit verklempt over it.
I'm fanning myself.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, will literally never bother you with a post. Once in a great while. And Vinny actually does it. Like, Vinny posts a lot. Vinny does a good job with it.
Well, I don't think like that, or I'm not built like that, but I am always taking pictures when I'm with my kids.
Yeah.
So then I go, well, I probably shouldn't post my kids, but this is all I got.
Hmm.
I'm not at the clubs.
Oh, you're not at the club?
I'm not at the clubs.
Why not?
That's all I can show you.
You gotta go dance at the club.
Here's me at the park with my kid.
And here's me alone on my couch.
Aww. Adorable. You can follow the Alice973 Instagram too. All our handles are on there.
Yeah,
and stuff.
All the handles are there if you can't spell
things. Anyway, I just thought that was, those are some interesting things about Scarlett Johansson. ScarJ. No Instagram for her, no photos on the street. I can't remember when we did this story. Look, this is a warning to everyone who's like, you know what I should do? Get a bunch of stuff done to my face.
Mm.
It doesn't go really well for, and I'm going to talk about Brandi Glanville here. This is a woman of means. She's a TV star. She knows all the best doctors who know all the best procedures. A couple months back there, we got a look at her with her, her face is lumpy AF. Like it doesn't even look old. It literally looks like someone molded her face out of Play-Doh. Like, that's a really great claymation figurine of Brandi Glanville. And I get it. She doesn't have her makeup on. But her face is simply misshapen. And it goes on. She's trying, but it's getting worse. And she's got a fungus that's happening. Her unexplained facial lumps are causing acidic and foul-tasting drainage to eat away at her teeth.
Ugh.
She's got some pretty massive facial disfigurement. She has painful lumps along her jaw, the back of her neck, and the... Yes.
Oh. Has she said anything about which procedure, the last one, the straw that broke the camel's back? What thing did she have done that has brought on this sudden...
Well,
'cause she is... She's deformed.
Yes. Initially, she thought it was caused by old filler. But then doctors were like, we think it might be parasites. And now she's saying her face is literally melting away. That's her word, not mine. She said she was getting better after she was prescribed IV antibiotics and fungal medication, but she says she couldn't even afford to stay on them. She says, I need my life to change. That's my real life health update. She says getting treatment just for the facial disfigurements that she has cost her well over 70 grand, not the procedures themselves, the treatments and the doctor visits and the trying to figure out what the hell's going on with her. So I'm not saying that everyone would get this. That's there's one shot of her where she's looking dead on into the camera. That's the one, Maddie. Yeah. Can you scroll up on that one? She's looking, the pink one. She's looking dead on into the camera. She's basically unrecognizable. She's blown her lips up. Her one side of her face looks like she has a golf ball poked down on her along her lower jaw. Her eyebrows look weird. Like, she's, one cheekbone is huge.
Whenever I see misshapen nostrils too, that was always a sign of a nose job. Like, and I think I learned that probably from Michael Jackson. Like, you could see they went from round to more like slits. And then in some cases you'd see, and in this case, it's one is normal-ish looking and the other's weirdly,
like, kind of jacked up and a little bit wider.
She must have had some nose job. Like, there's a lot of work that's gone into this. And unfortunately, maybe she's just, it just comes down to one too many surgeries, Brandy. Is that possible?
I say yes to, like, that.
Just, you know.
But just look, not everyone's made the same. So your biology, the chemistry of you might react badly to the chemistry of this other thing that someone else can totally tolerate. I mean, it honestly does look infected, though. It looks, and the fact that she's saying that there's an acidic, foul-tasting leak into her mouth, drain. I know, it's so gross. Throw that up on the Facebook page so people can see what we're talking about. This, honestly, Brandi Glanville is saying her unexplained facial lumpage is causing foul-tasting drainage. It's now eating away at her teeth.
So she's done on TV.
You know, I only recently saw her on the Traitors, and so I don't know what... year she did that. Maybe she, if she packs on the makeup, she's able to calm it down a little bit. But I'm looking at that. Her face is so incredibly it's asymmetrical. It just doesn't, it looks like you couldn't get away with that. But there's a lot of people who have some pretty massive surgeries done on their face that you do look at them and go, you're not getting away with that. You're not pulling that.
Well, most of them, you're not pulling it.
Yeah. Like little things. You might be pulling a little Botox. You might be pulling a little filler. But yeah, there's some serious happening here. Boy, those lips are just the reddest things I've ever seen
in my
life.
Well, I mean, for someone who's made a career in TV without being an actress.
Yep.
And it's based entirely on her looks and her, you know, I guess her own personality.
Yeah, her winning personality.
Well, I don't know. I don't watch the Housewife shows, but okay, so there's just her beauty. Either way, it's got to hurt.
Yeah.
But you stayed in the doctor's office too long.
Yep. All right, so there's that. I'm going to end with this. James Cameron says that his wife bawled for 4 hours after watching Avatar, Fire and Ash. That's the third one.
All right.
So, you know, he's married to the girl who played the granddaughter of Rose's character on Titanic. They go to find the jewel. They go on a boat.
I don't.
Okay. His wife is named, they've been married for 25 years. Her name is Susie Amos Cameron. That's her name.
Susie Amos Cameron.
Right.
Got it.
They did marry. He's saying she had an intense emotional reaction. This is the upcoming third installment of the sci-fi franchise. He says, this is what James Cameron says. My wife watched the whole thing from end to end. She kept herself away from it. I wasn't showing her bits and pieces as we went along. She bawled for 4 hours, so much so that he never did quite receive any type of feedback from her. She kept trying to get her ass back together so she could tell me specific reactions. And then she'd just tear up and start crying again, he recalled with a laugh. Finally, I'm like, honey, I've got to go to bed. Sorry, we'll talk about it another time. You keep on crying. I'm going to go off to do whatever I'm going to do now. Anyway, he says, she's a pretty good bellwether as to how things are going. She called the ball on Titanic and Avatar 2, so I trust her heart on it.
Mm.
She's sobbing away. She can't get any words
out. She knows.
Oh, yeah, she knows. Anyway, I don't know if people will take heart from that, but she cried for almost as long as the movie is.
Almost.
It's they call it here the threequel. It's scheduled to hit theaters in December. So she's already seen it. End. And I'm out of time. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff, including okay. Oh, not that one. Hold on. Fudge.
I love fudge.
I've got this. Just give me 1 second. Here it is. Okay. Hobbies that men enjoy, but they probably hide it from their buddies after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Up, it's up, it's up. Woo!
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank Fremont Bank and their foundation. Mm. Fremont Bank Foundation has given back to our local communities in unexpected ways. The Oakland Zoo's shiny new electric train was sponsored by Fremont Bank Foundation. Discover more at FremontBank.com/giving. By the way, real quick, while Oakland, the zoo there, yes, comes up, I did my little research into the hyphy movement, which is really underground. So the truth
it's
is
not really underground. But
according to all the reading I did, it's pretty underground. Even the guys that I listened to were like, we're not pop. We're underground. And I was like, okay. Kevin, wait, Keevy.
Keek the Snake?
That guy.
That's my he's one of my favorites.
He's really
my favorite.
Good. I liked him.
Hyphy, super hyphy. Yeah.
And he's the guy who started it. And he's the guy who was saying, we're not pop, we're underground. And I was like, okay.
Well, you can hear the term hyphy used in You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer. That's mm-hmm. how far back it goes.
You know,
really?
Yeah. When I first heard of hyphy was in, you know, you had departed mm-hmm. and we had a traffic guy named Hyphy Mike.
Oh, right.
So hyphy was talked about all the time. That's where I learned about Ghost Riding the Whip.
Yeah.
And that is one of the places, these parties where they do
these side shows.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah. Mr. FAB's mom, or Mr. Fab, whatever you call him, his mom used to listen to the show. So
mm. Yeah, we had hyphy moms.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
And I just found Hilo lives in my building. I listened to Mac Dre, but I also, my wife grew up in the Bay Area.
And?
She's into hip hop. She's absolute. And she was like, nope.
What?
Never heard of hyphy. Never heard of Mac Dre. And I'm like, what about this guy? She said, no.
Wow. How about E40? I mean, E40's hype. You've got to have heard of E40.
I've heard of E40, okay. And she has heard of E40, but that's, I guess.
Is that like a French hyphy? I actually feel like as soon as we started talking about it on Alice, it died. Mm. You know.
There it is.
Still alive and well.
Okay. In your heart, it is.
Well, I will. The songs are always playing in my playlist. So
looking out over the skyline here in San Francisco, it is dark.
Yeah, it's gray and foreboding.
The storm has arrived and the rain is falling. Woo! And you will have rain on and off for a few days. So get with that program.
Thank you. I'll try to. Yay.
Here's what's happening. Hobbies that men enjoy but might hide from their buddies.
Okay.
Do you know a guy who loves working on cars?
That's something to hide from your buddies.
No, that's
oh,
like
these are ones that are okay. These are acceptable.
You and your boys stand around. This is my dad. He used to bring his he'd redid the Chevy Nova, and he would bring it to car shows, and he would stand out. He'd lift the hood, and he'd stand out by the hood and wait for someone to come up, and then they'd look inside, and then he'd stand next to him and look inside, and they'd both be looking inside the hood, talking about this.
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you do over here? And oh, well, I powder coated that, and then after everything was.
Yeah.
That's guys.
It's a weird toddler parallel play situation.
With their cars.
That's so great, though, that I feel like that's a nice outlet for someone who is a car enthusiast. They work on a car, they bring it, they open up the hood, and then they talk to people who are also car enthusiasts all day long.
Oh, nothing wrong with it.
It's great.
It is, but though, the we're going to look into my hood and we're going to talk about engines.
Son, please run along and find something else to do. I'm busy talking about engines here.
I'm definitely the guy that sits and just nods his head. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you did that. I have no idea what's going on.
Right.
Well, that's why we don't go to car shows, Maddie. Yeah.
I do like car shows, but...
There's a list of a list online of hobbies and interests that men have to admit that they keep on the DL.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies that you're like, I don't really tell anybody about that? Like your big button collection or your...
I collect sea glass.
Yeah, that's not bad, right? You're always on the beach.
Well, I don't know what, you know, I don't think anything's bad if you're not hurting anyone and it makes you happy.
You're stealing the natural resources right off the beach, Vinny.
That is true. But, you know, like I've tried to encourage your Pokemons. I think that you are, you've since you quit, you're missing an element.
Am I? Am I down one?
I think you're like... That used to take up some extra headspace for you.
Yeah.
And now you're looking around like, what can I mess with? Instead of being like, I'm just catching Pokemons over here, everybody. Don't worry about it. Have you noticed that you're like missing something?
I have more time to fill. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has John noticed?
John still plays.
Has he noticed you aren't playing in that way?
He knows I'm not. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not playing. He'll ask him, be like, can I have your phone so I can do this raid over here? I need the extra body.
Anyway, here's the list of online hobbies that guys keep on the down low from their buddies. I have stuffed animals and plushies.
Uh-oh.
From Squishmallow on my bed.
Oh.
My kids have those. Tons of them.
Are those there like one sort of round thing that's got like tails and ears sewn onto it?
It's actually, some of them can be as big as a bean bag, except there's no beans in there. Okay. It's just a squishy, marshy thing.
I feel like my kids have one of those.
That there's lots of them. And they can use them as pillows or they just, you know, decorative.
But they're cute. There's usually like an animal-ness to it. All right.
Mm-hmm. So I would think...
Well, that's like a bolster pillow on a couch or something.
Yeah, guys don't do that normally.
Mm. Guys, deep down, guys do like to be cozy.
I always take these pillows that are put on our couch and throw them out of the way so I can freaking sit down. God.
You bought me some great throw pillows for my couch.
Do you use them? Do you bolster yourself up?
You're a throw pillow guy, are you?
I'm a design guy. I like.
Yeah. This is the guy in the modern apartment with the antique furniture, the curio cabinet.
And the perfume bottles.
Collection.
There it is.
I think that, is that on the list? Perfume bottle collections?
That's a weird thing. That could get you laid, though. I mean, the girl comes in and she's like, oh, these are exquisite. Show me all your other stuff. Okay, here it is. You see anything you like?
All right. Got to note that. That's all right. There's my line.
I secretly love, this is some of the stuff on the list of things guys like that they keep on the down low from their buddies.
All right.
I secretly love motivational quotes.
Oh.
But I'm too proud to admit that I have a notebook full of my favorites.
A whole notebook full?
Yeah.
I follow some Instagram that I get just for...
Yeah, I like to see some decent, you know, reminders of why this planet rules, why life is great.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what? That was nice of you to remind me, and thanks.
I find that inspiring.
I dated a lady, though, that went, we were talking, and she said, my favorite thing in the world is to go into a bookstore and shop for self-help books.
Mm.
And I was like, yikes, what? And she was like, I like it. I like to read stuff and see what I can get from that and how I can improve myself.
Mm. I mean, you meet a lot of people like that. There are a lot of people like
well,
that.
Well, a quest for becoming a better person, I can't really fault that.
No, you can't. But of course, the smartass in me was like, how broken are you? Like, what are we talking about here? Like,
how many books does it take?
Just staying out of jail? Crazy? Or like, you know, you're really on the path to enlightenment and just...
Are you going to be preaching to me all these new ways too? Like, here's what I learned in last week's book.
I probably have 3 books that people have given me over, you know, and been like, here, I'm reading this. You should read this. And then they just sit there. I've never... They don't have dragons. They don't have swords. I'm not reading them.
I know. Give me a good sci-fi.
Some space something.
Sure.
Bubble baths, sewing... My wife and I watch every season of Love is Blind on Netflix. He loves it, he says. These are things guys might love.
Oh, that's interesting. John loves The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
I can't get through a minute of those shows.
But he'll actually go through the show, and then he rewinds it and pauses it. And he goes, you got to look at this.
I've watched and rewatched pretty much every Top Model. Oh. Like that's one of my...
Well, me and you used to watch The Runway, Project Runway.
Oh, Project Runway, yes, yeah. Love that.
You know, Heidi Klum's coming back to that.
Oh,
I know.
That's
I used to watch that one, too, with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or the early days of it. But
Tim Gunn was our favorite for a long time.
Make it work.
He's the guy, we were interviewing him, and I started asking him questions, and he was like, I haven't been with anyone in a very long time. I like my work. And we were like... Oh my God.
But he broke down a little bit and was like, you know, yes, I'm very lonely. Yeah. And it was kind of...
I don't have anyone to share all of this success with.
I have all
with.
The success and no one to share it
it's
with.
I met him at a hotel lobby once and he was sitting there reading his paper just all by himself. And I'm like, is it okay if I say hi? And he was so nice and cordial and just, yeah, good dude.
Yeah,
and he also was super the lonely sweetest, and sad.
The sweetest.
So lonely.
I love Tim Gunn.
I enjoy listening to boy bands like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. My friends are all into rap and that auto-tune stuff, which I think sounds horrible. Mm. This is all stuff men like but hide from their buddies. Ooh. Baking.
Check.
I'm a 30-something white suburban dad, and I love raunchy pop music like Nicki Minaj.
Oh. Check. You a stupid hoe.
This is what, I don't know. The guy in Survivor was saying he loves romantic movies.
Oh, rom-coms, yeah.
Yeah. This one says, I'll admit I love rom-coms and fruity cocktails. I want my drink to taste good, not like stale bread.
Mm. Oh, stale bread. Yeah. But, you know, it comes down to, is the movie any good? Like, I can usually talk John into watching a rom-com if I haven't recently burned him with a bad one.
I'll watch a bad period piece. I'll watch a bad period piece.
I love a period piece.
According to a new survey, Americans... We're done with that now. We'll move on. Americans experience peak burnout at 42 years old.
Peak at 42?
And around 25% of us say we're starting to experience burnout before the age of 30.
You mean at your job or just coping with life? What?
In life. You know what I'll say to this? Because when I read it, it touched something for me. So I'll just mention it and hopefully you either see something in it or maybe it gives you a heads up. I had pursued radio with such blinders on. And as people came into my life, I was like, I like you. You're nice, but you're not staying. Like, I am doing this.
I'm doing this.
And I'm going wherever I got to go to make this happen. And then it starts to get to a point where you're like, and I said this to you before, holidays are a nuisance. Like, you just are... And that's no way to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so my alcoholism was most likely going to happen. I believe it was going to happen either way. The timing of it was in part due to this. I'd shut everything in my life out and found myself alone way too much. And that's how that bad stuff starts to happen. There's no one there to go, you may want to look in the mirror and see what you're doing to yourself. Like, there was no one there.
Right.
And that's something that I can see happening to young people if you're in pursuit of whatever it may be and you're not allowing yourself some balance.
Balance is the key word there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have more than just the one thing that you're obsessed with, because if that ever goes away or, I don't know, you have a day off, now what are you doing?
And while I realize a lot of the press and the stories we read in the news are about kids who live with their parents still and aren't in pursuit of much, I still think there are plenty of people who come out of college and go straight to the Silicon Valley and start working 17-hour days.
Mm.
And so I can imagine
sleeping on couches at work.
And anyone who works for, and I don't want to mention names, but Google and Facebook
ones,
and
yeah.
all the big ones, they will say to you, they will mop up every second of your time by doing your laundry for you and having a gym on campus and making sure that you get fed so you don't leave. And all those things are wringing every last minute out of you they possibly can. Oh, and then guess what? It's morning in China. You need to start taking calls from our offices over there.
Right.
They will work you.
It's so exhausting. But then that's what they're looking for, employees who will live them.
And so one of the things that the story is talking about, again, it's about burnout. And most people experience it at 42 years old, peak burnout.
Mm.
But these young people who are experiencing it, they don't even have kids. They don't, like, that is...
That's probably why you're, like you said, back to the word balance.
The burnout, though, happens when you're juggling kids, wife.
Oh, you think?
Oh, I think that there's...
I suppose that's true.
There's quite a bit of, like, now you're being pulled from all directions.
Right. Now, it's even more difficult to balance it. Life, it takes a toll,
well,
guys.
You know, I mean, it's one of those things where you wake up and you have 10 things to do and your kid goes, I'm sick.
No, you're not. Get your clothes on. We're going to school.
What?
Unacceptable.
I have no time for you to be sick right yep. now. No, I'm sick.
And I know I'm not going to kiss you. Did you just sneeze in my face? I don't have time for this.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, boy. That's no good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, I can't really read that one. It doesn't make sense.
Oh.
Sarah, okay, 510. Sarah, Niantic sold Pokemon to another company.
Did they?
I don't know anything about it.
That's interesting.
707
says Niantic right on the
sea glass isn't a natural resource, Sarah. It's humans' garbage. Yeah, we
really?
Know that.
Really? Are
yeah.
you serious? That's amazing.
I said I collect sea glass, and someone wrote in and said, you're stealing
How
natural resources.
You? That's
and
ridiculous.
Like, boy, people will come up with anything. But okay. 408 says, can we get a life update on Hyphy Mike?
I have not spoken to Hyphy Mike in years.
I check in with him. He's doing yeah? good. He's married. He's got a great job. Yeah.
Oh.
He's living his best life, as they say.
How old is he now? In his 40s? Jeez,
gotta
Louise.
Be in his 30s.
At least.
Brandy was absolutely beautiful before. Sarah, Google pictures of Brandy before plastic surgery. She was gorgeous.
Oh, I'm well aware. There are times even now, I mean, from the right angle, she's still gorgeous. But man, something has gone horribly wrong. We put the pictures up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Listen to a couple of these. From the story you did about ScarJo, Scarlett Johansson, not wanting to take pictures
yes.
with people in public and not having an Instagram. When ScarJo's in public, she may be able to refuse taking a pic with a fan, but you can still take a pic of her and add all the tags, locations, etc., without her permission. So her reasoning is faulty. No, she's not participating in it, though.
Yes.
And so you're doing that without her... thumbs up.
I did think that was an interesting concern that I hadn't really thought about before is the location tag. But even as we were saying it, I was like, someone could take it from across the restaurant and alert your stalker to where you are
right.
for sure. But she's basically saying, I don't want to take, I'm not working. This is me being me, not being your plaything.
510 says, Denzel Washington says, I make my living having my picture taken. So no, but I'll give you a peck on the cheek or a firm handshake.
Mm.
And that is another, you know, way to handle that, which is I don't want to do a pic, but we can chat.
Yeah.
I have heard Jim Carrey say that. Let's have a moment together.
That's exactly who popped into my, let's have a human interaction that doesn't involve
a picture.
A picture.
650 says, I saw Jerry Rice in the airport. He was taking photos with all the fans. Such a good guy. He even stopped to chat too. And that's the other thing. It doesn't mean someone who doesn't want to take a picture is a bad guy.
Right.
I get it. Jerry stopped and did all that. And he.
That's incredibly generous. He gave his time to those people. But if someone, but if Jerry was in a hurry or needed to get to a flight, he needed to be able to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. 707 says, a big part of Scarlett's success is her beauty. I love you guys, but pics and sweats won't affect you the same way. Love you.
That is true. You're not wrong about that.
But what you're ignoring is that I said I wasn't comfortable doing the photo. It wasn't about how it would hurt my image. Mm. And I did do the photo anyway. But what I'm saying is it's how I feel about it.
Right.
Not how you might see me in sweats and go, who cares? It's Vinny in sweats.
Yeah, you look fine. Okay, well, thanks for telling me that.
You're gorgeous.
I'll give you an example of some. I had someone that I really like a lot, still like a lot. I was getting out of my car at my house. I'd come home from surfing and I'd gotten some groceries on the way home. And someone that I know who listens to our show came around the corner and saw me and went,
oh,
hey. And I was like,
hey,
hey. And it's just one of those things like, don't come to my house. I like you a lot. And I'm glad that you're out there and you listen to my show, but this was not. And then I did a picture with them. And afterward, I wrote them and said, can you not post that? That's my house in the background. Like, I just realized it after the fact that, and I went, ah.
Yeah.
Please don't. And they said, for the record, they said, no problem. We won't. Which was cool. But
yes.
Trust me, I know we're just simple DJs, but there are lines.
And they're, see, like your front door kind of is that.
And the address in the background and the street signs, like the whole thing. I went, what am I, stupid?
Such a dum-dum.
Oh my God.
Take it up above us and just shoot the ground below us. The ground is everywhere. That'll be fine.
Anyway.
Coming up, tickets for Disneyland plus Billboard and Broadway.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.